This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. We're really glad that you're with us again today.
And it's about to get cold.
It's about to get cooler. It is. And you don't like cool, honey.
I'm okay with change. I'm just a Texas girl. I like my shorts and flip-flops and sunshine. But I'm cool.
Well, it's okay to make plans, but don't plan the outcome.
That's so hard.
I don't know if I've ever done that. Mm. Oh, yeah, like a million times, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, pray all you know to do and trust that whatever is the outcome, it'll be God's will. And what does it say in Proverbs 16:9?
It says we make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps.
That's exactly right.
So there's action there. What do? We make our plans. We don't sit on the fence. We don't lie in bed. We go on with what we believe is in our heart is from God. But be willing to say whatever happens, it's God's will. I did my part. Mm-hmm. I did what I believed was in my heart to do. So I'm just going to trust it to Him. He knows what's best for me. He knows the future. I don't. But at least I did my part. I did the action part of this.
Well, that's true. In what you just said, the action part. So many times people will say, well, you know, I'm leaving it up to God. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Leaving what up to do?
Yeah,
what was
one
your action?
Part. Yeah, that's one part. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. The first thing is pray and give it to God. But there has to be a connection here between you and God. In other words, you got to do your part. And I hate to say this, but it's saying God will provide and then sitting passively, waiting for God to take care of all of our problems, it's often an excuse to be lazy.
Well, that's true. And the other thing
I'm not judging anybody because, you know, we've all done it. But it is. It's kind of an excuse of it turns into laziness because we go, oh, God, take care of it.
Or you do something and then it doesn't turn out the way you think that it should. And then we blame God.
Yeah.
And you look back and go, as you grow and mature, I don't believe now based upon that experience and where it took me, I sought Him. Yeah. It's so easy to blame God. Look, God does not have to bless or anoint anything He did not tell us to do.
That's right.
So when it doesn't turn out, can't just sit back and blame God. What is it we said the other day that blame is, you look at that word, blah, me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blah, me.
You know, I'm serious. Where's the responsibility on our parts as people?
Mm-hmm.
God is not just our punching bag that we can, in our whipping boy, that we just turn to and blame things on.
Yeah.
When they don't go the way we think that it should.
That's right.
And that goes back again to the relationship, having an idea about Him that's wrong, that was based upon faulty information we were given growing up, and that carries on in. And when you go backwards and go, I missed some steps here. And now that I can see clearer, He's not like that. And I need to stop blaming God and accept responsibility. Ooh, this is just, don't even get me started.
Well, you know, in other words, we need to get moving and let God direct our steps in the process. We need to get moving.
Yeah.
You want something to change in your life? Get off the couch. You want something to be better in your life? Get out of bed. We know there's depression, okay? And we know there's hard times out there. And you need to give it all to God. But He wants you to get up and get going. Okay? Because He's going to meet you. He's going to meet you there. And He's not going to give you anything that you can't handle. It may seem like it at times. But He really doesn't. You know, when you make your plans and direct your own steps. I know when I was playing football years ago in college, I had plans to go play professional football. And I was directing my steps toward it too. you know? And it didn't happen. God decided to direct my steps somewhere else. I was devastated. I was devastated. That was my life goal at that time, to be a professional football player. But I look back at it, if that would have happened to me because of the previous addictions I had, I'd probably be dead right now.
Mm-hmm. Too much access.
Yes.
Around too many wrong people.
That's exactly
with
right.
With no root in you to withstand it.
Yeah, and so thank you, God, for directing my steps. Even though I hadn't given my life to you at that time, you were still directing my steps.
Yeah, that's look how much he loved you.
I know.
Even back then when you were just doing your own
thing. Well, I gave him every reason not to.
And you realize now, wow, how much he loved you.
Yeah.
And those doors slam shut, whether it's in a marriage.
Or a job.
A job, a relationship. Mm-hmm. A house you're trying to purchase or a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we blame God. We need to thank God.
Yeah.
He's wanting to take us to a place of joy and peace in every area of our life. And if we'll let him eliminate these things that are keeping us stressed out and keeping us, you know, where we don't have any peace, that's what he says to pursue peace.
Yeah.
Pursue peace. And so trusting him. It's the first thing realizing, like you just said, I look back on it now and realized he had your back.
That's right.
He knew what you could handle and what you couldn't. He had another plan for you. If you'd have gone home all those years ago, honey, well, we wouldn't have met.
That's right.
That's sad.
It is sad. But you know what? Also, I come across so many people, and I'm to blame for myself too. When praying to God about something, a certain situation, and in my view, it doesn't come true. And then I go, God, Lord, you know, may I pray to you, you know, for the situation, and it didn't come true. Why don't you answer my prayers?
Or when he doesn't do anything at all.
Right.
Nothing happens either way, right. Wrong or right. You're just like, what? It's a spiritual hang-up.
Yeah. But months later, days later, years later, I look back and go, oh, Lord, you did answer my prayer because Daddy knows best.
Remember that show, Father Knows
Best? That's right. Well, I guarantee you, and you can trust him in this.
But it all goes
back. Daddy knows best.
To what you think about him to begin with.
That's right.
If you feel like he's let you down, if you feel like everything that's gone wrong in your life is his fault, you got to start there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like that. He's really not.
Right.
And again, if we realize how much we exercise our own will in our lives, instead of going to him, consulting him, understanding what his will is, that's when it all changes. He is not out to get us.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He loves you.
He does.
Okay, and he really wants the best for you. But he's going to let you choose. Okay, he's going to give you a choice. And you have a crossroads. I can't remember the name of the movie. I was watching a movie. I think it was called Crossroads. It's about a blues singer, a guitar player. And he had a choice. He was at a crossroads. And the devil was there. He had a choice. To be the best guitar player in the world and give his soul to the devil, or not be the best guitar player in the world and go down the right road.
And then see what God would have done.
And what did he choose? He chose the wrong thing.
Oh, he did.
He gave his soul to the devil.
Mm.
But in the end, it came around to where he realized he made a mistake.
Mm.
And then he went down the right road.
Mm-hmm.
And he really was the best guitar player in the world.
And that's so great about God. He's a God of second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
That's exactly right. So, do you want another chance? Are you at that point in your life where you think, you know what, there's no way God would love me, all the mistakes I've made?
You ready for his plan instead of your own?
You know, I don't know if you ever heard of this gentleman. But his name is Jesus. And he came down.
Okay, honey.
He came down here for one purpose. To save me, save you, Teresa, and to save you. If you've never given your life to him, I pray right now that you do. And if you have given your life to him because of some situations that you didn't think God was listening to you, and you walked away, this is your chance to come back. He never left you. He cannot separate himself from us. The love of God is not separated from us. We separate ourselves from God. Let's get back together with him. What do you say? Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's been listening to this podcast. Father, I pray for those who don't know you or have walked away from you, Father, to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you were crucified to forgive my sins. And all I have to do is ask you, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Be Lord of my life. Come into my life right now, Lord Jesus. Because I've asked you, my sins are forgiven, and now I live in eternity with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here it comes. Together. Wow. Woohoo! Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let me, if you guys or ladies, if any of you have prayed that prayer today,
let us know.
Let us know at information.
Yeah, at info@livingitup.org. Yeah. You planned your day, but the Lord directed your steps. This is not a coincidence.
Right.
God loves you.
That's right. He does love you. And let us pray for you. And if you have any questions or anything, we'd love to answer them if we can. If not, we'll pray about it. But
and remember, it's okay to make plans today,
right.
But don't plan the outcome.
That's right. Don't direct your steps.
We'll talk to you then. Keep living it up,
that's right.
while beginning again.
Love y'all.